Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries radio talk show called The Golden Scepter. The Golden Scepter is a Bible study teaching series on prayers and intercession based on the book of Esther. We started on the book of Esther and the Bible. Once again, this is Minister Marco Brewer. I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle radio talk show, The Golden Scepter. Let us go into prayers. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you and we say thank you. We adore you, we worship you. There is none like you, Jesus. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the bright and morning star. Father, we bless you. We adore you, Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We praise your glorious name, O God, this morning. And we said thank you for allowing us to come into your presence. It's only through your grace and your mercy that we can come into your presence. And so, Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your glorious and your holy. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God. We adore you, O God. We praise you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. And thank you, Holy Ghost. This morning, we turn this show over to you this morning, O God. Thus, radio show, we turn it over to you, Holy Spirit. Take preeminence, take control. Let it not be us, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of us. Lord, you know what you want your people to receive this morning. We pray this morning that after they listen to what the Spirit of Christ is speaking to us about prayers and intercession, and we're changed our lives forevermore, that they will have an intimate encounter with Christ, that they will learn more about intimacy and about Christ Jesus and about prayers and intercession, O God. They will never be the same. We will never be the same, Father. We thank you, Father God, for this divine encounter that we will have with you this morning. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for understanding. Holy Spirit, we just say thank you. We thank you for salvation, oh God. Father God, we pray that at the end of this series, someone will receive Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. Some backslidden soul will come back to know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Most importantly, oh God, we will develop a most intimate relationship with you. We just want to say thank you in advance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move in our midst. Do what you do best. Let Jesus Christ's name be glorified. We bless you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me decrease and let Christ increase. Let it not be me, but the Christ that lives inside of me. I surrender to you, Holy Ghost. Take preeminence on this show. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning. This is Minister Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This show is called The Golden Scepter. It's a Bible study teaching series based on intercession and prayer on the book of Esther. We began on the book of Esther and the Bible. And so I pray that this morning that you will open up your hearts to receive from God in the name of Jesus. But before we get into the Word of God, we want to go into worship. The Lord said, they that worship Christ must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So before we go into the Word of God, I will ask Minister Miriam to lead us into songs of praise and worship. And after the songs of praise and worship, we will get into the Word of God, the book of Esther. We're going to begin on Esther chapter 9. But I want you to focus on Christ Jesus. Focus on Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit take control as you join Miriam as you worship. Minister Miriam, as you worship Christ, let your mind be focused on Christ so that you can receive from him this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Move, O Lord, Father God, our praise and worship, let it be a sweet aroma to your nostrils in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let the windows of heaven open unto us, O Lord, this morning. Open the floodgates of heaven, O Lord. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain upon this radio show this morning. Let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Yes, come and rain on us. Holy Spirit, come and rain on us. Come and rain on us. Yes, let it rain on us. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Oh, let it rain on us. Come and rain on us. Yes, let it rain on us, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come and rain on us, in my case, let it rain on us. Oh, come and rain on us. Let it rain on us. Come and rain on us. Adonai, we worship you, Jesus, Son of God. You are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, we worship you, O Son of God, you are so good, Almighty God, hallowed be your name, your dominion. Forevermore. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. You are the Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Oh, covenant keeping God, there is no one like you, Baba. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, oh, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you, Baba. Oh. Alpha and Omega, oh yes, there is no one like you. We have no power of our own. We have no power of our own. Holy Spirit, we look up to you. Please help us. We have no power of our own. Oh, we have no power of our own. Jesus, we have no power of our own. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we look up to you, please help us. We have no power of our own. Oh, we have no power of our own. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We have no power of our own. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we look up to you. Please help us. We have no power of our own. Oh, you are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar of our life. You are the bean I love. You are the bean I hold my life. You are the bean I hold. You are the bean I hold my life. Jehovah El Shaddai. You are the bean I hold. Our life, El Shaddai, you are the bean and our life. We are under the rock, the rock is higher than us. Jehovah hides us under the rock. Go and tell our enemies that we are under the rock. Jehovah is us, eyes us under the rock. We are under the rock, yes, Lord. The rock is higher than us. Oh, Jehovah is us, eyes us under the rock. Go and tell our enemies that we are under the rock. Jehovah is us, eyes us under the rock. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we will praise and worship. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Miriam. We praise God for that beautiful praise and worship in the name of Jesus. Once again, this is Minister Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This talk show is called, the radio talk show is called The Golden Scepter. It's an intercession and a Bible studies series based on the Bible. This time we are doing the book of Esther, the book of Esther. And we're almost at the end of this teaching series, but let us pray once again, because I want to make sure we cannot do a show without the Holy Spirit. We cannot teach without the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to pray once again. I prayed earlier, but I want to pray once again, and so that the Holy Spirit can take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we just want to say thank you once again. I surrender completely and totally to you. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. I hide behind the cross. Let it not be me, but the Christ that lives inside of me. Prepare our hearts to receive your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you in advance. We praise you because your word will not return void. It will accomplish what you set it forth to accomplish. So, Lord, we just say thank you. We bless you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Esther. Esther chapter 9. Esther chapter 9. The last time we were here, about 2 weeks ago, and we had a break, but when we did, we're on Esther chapter 8, and we remember that doing that, if you can recall, let's remember that the Jews now, King Ahasuerus, had given Esther audience again. He had extended the golden scepter to Esther when she stood before him, and he could not reverse the decree that he had made, because according to the Persian law, once a decree was made and once it was signed with the signet ring, it could not be reversed. So what he did, there was another law that was put into effect that the Jews that went, the Persians, decided to come to fight the Jews, that the Jews had the right to fight for themselves. So the king did that also. So the Jews, Instead of them being like sheep going to the slaughter, they was given the right to fight for themselves. And it was signed, and the letters was taken all over the province. And now we see Mordecai also, he has been given the house of Haman. Mordecai has been put in robes. I mean, he is completely honored, and he has the king attention. He is has taken the office that Haman had, and we see the glory of God moving in the life of Mordecai, Esther, Queen Esther, cousin. Hallelujah. So now let's go to Esther chapter 9. As I ended 2 weeks ago, we remember that even the people who were supposed to, the Persians that were supposed to fight and kill the Jews, they became afraid now. Fear was on them, as we read in Esther chapter 8, verse 17, the Bible says, and many of the people of the land, the provinces, became Jews. They became Jews. They changed their identity because they were fearful of the Jews. So you can imagine 127 provinces against the Jews, supposed to fight and kill them because of wicked Haman. And now these, it's just a handful of people. These are people in the diaspora. What is the diaspora? The diaspora, when you look at the diaspora, many of us are in the diaspora. Many of us, okay? If you leave your country and you go to another country because of war or because of different reason, and you are scattered abroad, different places. And so that means you are in the diaspora. So that means there cannot be many of you, because there will just be a handful of you. A handful of you might be here. A handful of you might be in Europe. A handful of you in America. A handful of you in different parts of the world and in different countries. So what you have is just a handful. I want you to pay attention to the numbers. What I'm talking about prophetically, look at the numbers compared to 127 provinces. Let's go back to the book of Esther chapter 1. I'm getting somewhere. When you look at Esther chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, the king which reigned from India into Ethiopia. If you take a look at the map, you look from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces, the amount of people against a handful of Jews, because the decree went all over. So they were supposed to kill all the Jews. These are millions of people have come upon a handful of people to destroy and kill them. And now the Lord, King Ahasuerus has said that he has given the Jews, he has signed the decree that the Jews could fight for themselves all over. Wherever the Jews were, wherever they were scattered, they had the right to fight back. Before, they could not fight back, but this time they could fight back. Hallelujah. Let us go into the book of Esther chapter 9. Now, in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities to all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hands on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. So in every province, the Jews had a gathering. So, for instance, if you're a Jew and you live in Maryland, the Jews got together. Let's say everybody in Maryland was after the Jews. And so it's just a handful of Jews. I'm giving an example. And so they're just a handful in different provinces. Because, of course, the majority of these people, the Jews are just a handful. And they're meeting together, they're coming together to fight back. What am I saying to you this morning? I'm going to talk about numbers when it comes to intercession. The Holy Spirit is leading us to talk about numbers. The numbers of the enemies are usually greater that is against you personally or against the church. We are in this world, but we are not of the world. So when you look at Christianity, you see that more. We see that more, there's more in the world than we are Christians. Even the Islam religion, there's more Islam than there are Christians. When you look at the different religion, you see that the Christians are in the minority group when you look at it. What am I saying to you this morning? The Bible says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When it comes to God, you do not look physically at numbers, because there's no power greater than God. You do not look at, the enemies are against me left, right. And you say, it's just me alone. But remember, it's not you alone. The armies of heaven, the invisible armies of heaven, they are here battling on your behalf. The strength that the Lord has given you, the ammunition he has given you as an intercessor, is greater than the ammunition that the enemy has. You walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. You're not walking carnally. You're not looking at things from the carnal eye. You're looking at things from the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. So what do you carry that is a weapon? You carry the Word of God, which is a sword. And no one can stand against the Word of God. So you carry God's Word. When you look at this, we look at King Ahasuerus as a typology of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He has released an order for the Jews to fight for themselves. As intercessors, the Lord has given you the mandate to fight for his kingdom. If he's telling you to fight, if you're in the army of God Almighty, and he's telling you, and he has given you the authority and say, go ahead and fight this battle, do you think he's going to send you out to battle unarmed? Hallelujah. And of course, before you even enter the army of God, before you even enter, before you accept it, once you receive Christ as your personal Savior, you are covered with the blood of Jesus, the most powerful weapon. So you, as a soldier in the army of God, you are totally, adequately equipped more than those that are in the world. You might not look equipped to the world because the world cannot see the spiritual things. The world cannot see it. But first of all, let's go back to the book of Esther. We go in the earlier chapters, and you see that when this decree was passed, when Haman went to the king and the king passed the first decree, Mordecai was in sackcloth and ashes. Mordecai was in sackcloth and ashes. He went to Esther. He sent word to Esther, Queen Esther. And after a while, she decided to go into fasting and pray along with her handmaidens. And Mordecai, and she sent word out to all the Jews to fast and pray. So she did a 3-day fasting and praying. When the enemy comes against you, what can you do? When you look left and you look right and you feel like you're cornered, the first thing you do is to seek the face of God. You need divine instructions. You cannot go into a battle without seeking the face of God. So what did Esther do? She sought the face of God. They fasted and prayed for 3 days. No food, no water. Everyone, this was a fast done together. Esther wasn't the only person that fasted. Her handmaiden wasn't the only person that fasted. Mordecai was not the only person that fasted. Everyone fasted and prayed. Unity is very important when it comes to intercession. Unity is very, if you want to be effective, you have to be in unity. The body of Christ has to get together in one accord. Focus. Pray together. Come together. We cannot have an army that is divided. We have to serve the same agenda, which is the agenda of God Almighty. God's will. God's kingdom agenda. So we have to come together in one accord, in unity, in intercession. We must not have our ulterior motive. This is not about what you want. It is about God's will. And so let's go back onto the story. Verse 3. And all the rulers of the province and the lieutenants and the deputies and the officers of the king helped the Jews because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went throughout all the provinces, for this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Look at Mordecai. Look at him in the beginning of the story. This man believed in God. This man was faithful. We see that the story has changed. Now everybody is afraid of Mordecai. He's the second in command. Thus, the Jews, verse 5, smote all the enemies with the stroke of the sword and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would do unto those that hated them. And in Shushan, which is the capital, the palace, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. Just in Shushan, where the palace was, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. In Basha Gaba, but we will just move further to verse 10, every one of them was destroyed in Shushan. 500 men was destroyed in Shushan. Verse 10, the 10 sons, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Amatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hands. And on that day, the number of those that were slain in Shushan, the palace, was brought before the king. I mean, just in the capital city, the Jews slew 500 men. We see Haman's sons are even in, they're not slain yet, but we see them. So you can imagine the fear in that city of the Jews, just in that city of the Jews. When God is for you, who can be against you? The kingdom of God suffers violence, take it by force. As an intercessor, are you prepared to seek God's face? Are you prepared to be courageous? Because if God says to you, go out there, I have your back. If God telling you what to do and you're listening to God, are you going to be fearful? Fear is not of God. God has not given you a spirit of fear. He's giving you a spirit of sound mind, self-control, and love. So you have to get rid of fear. You cannot be an intercessor. I spoke about this before, and be afraid. Actually, what you have inside of you is greater than what the enemy have. I keep saying that. As an intercessor, you have to trust God. Trust him completely. Do you trust him? There's no way you, without faith. Hebrews 11, 6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11, 6. So you have to trust. When these Jews went to fight, they trusted that the God Almighty will deliver them. They trusted because King Ahasuerus, which is the typology of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, had their back. They were afraid. God will not give you an assignment that will overpower you. He will equip you for that assignment. That assignment, it will not be something that you can't do because you're not doing it in your own strength and you're not doing it in your own power. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing because he has anointed you. He just don't send you out there. I spoke to you about this before. Be courageous. Have faith. Trust God. Seek his face. Fast and pray. Let's look at another story just to add on to this story before we end. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 20. 2 Chronicles 20. I want you to see 2 Chronicles. Turn your Bibles to a minute to 2 Chronicles 20. We're just going to look at another battle. This time in the book of 2 Chronicles 20, we see Jehoshaphat. He is surrounded on every side against his enemy. He prayed. He sought God's face, according to verse 3. And so Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. He prayed to God and he fasted. And he sought God. And God sent a word to him and said to him, verse 15, and he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king Jehoshaphat, thou said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Let's look at verse 17. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. All Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go against them, for the Lord will be with you. I do not know what type of battles you are going through right now, but I'm here to say to you that the Lord said, fear not. For the battle is not yours, but it's God. The Lord will be with you. And if you take time in your spare time, read 2 Chronicles 20. Judah won this battle. They won the battle. Let's look at King David in 1 Samuel 17. I just want us to compare these battles. 1 Samuel 17. David, a young guy, very young. When you look at that story, let's look. Getting ready to fight Goliath. David, very young, getting ready to fight Goliath. What did David say? Everybody was afraid of this Philistine Goliath. But if you can recall, David had already been anointed by Saul to be king. Even though it was no one knew about that. But look at David. David said in verse 25, everybody afraid of Goliath. And David went there to deliver goods to his brother in 2 Samuel 17, verse 25. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up surely to defy Israel? Is he come up and it shall be that man who killeth him? The king will enrich him, and great riches will give him his daughter, and will make his father's house free in Israel. But what I like what David said, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine? Verse 20 said, and taketh away the reproach from Israel. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? My brothers and sisters, you are in a covenant relationship with God. The world, they're not in covenant relationship with God. He's a covenant-keeping God. The world is uncircumcised. You are circumcised in Christ Jesus. So why would you be afraid? God is a covenant-keeping God. What happened? We all know the story of David and Goliath. And we know what happened. David killed Goliath. One person, one boy with courage, anointed, but with courage, took on a giant like Goliath. Even so, Saul was running from Goliath. All the armies of Israel was afraid of Goliath. But David wasn't afraid. David said, if I could kill a bear and a lion, I could kill him. It is easy. I could get rid of him. He did it. Saul tried to put his armor on David. You see, we have to be careful. That armor that Saul was putting on was a physical crown of armor. David said, this is too heavy. That means you don't fight in the flesh. You fight in the spirit. Because greater is he that was in David than he that was in the world. David was courageous. David knew that God was a covenant-keeping God. God will fight your battles for you. I'm here to tell you this morning that God will fight your battles. You do not need to worry. You do not need to be discouraged. Whatever you're going through, trust God. Fast and pray. Seek his face. Be courageous. God is with you. This I want you to know. As an intercessor, you should not panic when God is with you. Be courageous. I just gave those two examples. There are so many examples in the Bible, but I use that. We can even go to Gideon. Gideon's army was small, but he won. It doesn't go by numbers. It goes by the strength of Jesus Christ, the strength of Jesus Christ that is in you. Trust him, and don't be afraid. And so when we go back to Esther, the book of Esther, as I conclude, verse 12, and the king said unto Esther the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan, the palace, and 10 sons and the 10 sons of Haman. The Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan, the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. Hallelujah. And what is thy request further? And it shall be done. This time, the king goes to Esther. Hallelujah. First you will go to him, but this time the king goes to Esther and says, what more do you want me to do? What is happening in the other part? What more do you want me to do? 500 men, they are killed. They are slain. What do you want me to do? Do you see? What do you want me to do? And I will do it. What is Christ saying to you this morning, my sisters and brothers? What, my children, what do you want me to do? I am on your side. What, ask and it shall be given. Seek and it shall be found. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. This time Christ has come to you and he is asking you this morning, what do you want me to do? You are in a desperate situation. What do you want me to do? Maybe there are some things that are not completed yet. Maybe you are halfway through the battle. Maybe you are a quarter way through the battle. And maybe you cannot see it. But the king has stretched out his golden scepter. You don't have to go to him now. This morning, he has come to you wherever you are. In your bedroom, in the bus, in your home, in your office, in your car. Jesus Christ has come to you this morning. And he's asking you, what more do you want me to do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God is for you, who can be against you? Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according unto this day's decree, and let him and 10 sons be hung upon the gallows. And the king commanded it to be done. And the decree was given at Shushan. and they hang Haman's ten son. Why are you worried? Jesus is with you. He's asking you, what do you want me to do in your situation, in your marriage, in your home, in your ministry? What do you want me to do? He's there with you. Speak to the Lord. Speak to God. You need wisdom. Speak to Him. I always say, God, let your will be done. As long as it is your kingdom agenda in my life, let it be done, so that I can fulfill your plan and purpose for my life. Because it is not about me. It is not about you. It is about God's kingdom. His agenda is God's will for mankind. Nevertheless, like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. It is God's will to destroy the enemies that are after His plan and agenda, His will. If your enemy after God's plan, will, and agenda for His kingdom, they are enemies of God. What do you want God to do? He has come to you with humility. Esther didn't have to go to the king this time. He came to her. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, this morning, I just want to say thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, that you came from your glory and came down to us. Took the state of man to die, to save us. Lord, we thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you, Jesus. In the Garden of Gethsemane, you said, not my will, but thy will be done. And God's will was done just to save us. Lord, this morning, let your will be done in our situations. As intercessors, let your will be done. Your will was done with King Jehoshaphat. Your will was done with King David. Your will was done with Gideon. Your will was done in the book of Ruth. Your will was done with Abraham when he took 300 men and had to fight all those kings. Your will was done. It is not about numbers. It is about your will and the power that you have placed in us. Thank you, Lord. We bless you this morning. We'll not fear. We'll not be dismayed. Because you are with us. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This morning, if there's anyone on the prayer line or who's listening, anyone on this show who's listening, that have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the invitation is open up to you this morning. And I want you to pray with me. I'm going to say a prayer and you repeat after me. The Lord Jesus is extending the golden scepter to you. He has come down in His humility. This time you don't have to go down. He has come down to you in humility. Just like He has seen your nakedness. He has stooped down to you. Yes, you are guilty, but Christ is there. Are you going to receive Him this morning? As the Lord and personal Savior. He loves you. Jesus Christ loves you unconditionally. He cannot fight for you until you receive Him. Hallelujah. The gift of salvation is a free gift. Repeat after me. If you want to receive Him, The invitation is extended to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent of my sins, of every sin I have committed in thought, word, and deed. Lord, I am tired of living this way. Today, I give my life to you, Jesus. Receive me into your kingdom, O Lord. I want to receive your salvation. I am tired of living in this world. Lord, I repent of every sin. And I ask you, O Lord Jesus, to accept me into your kingdom. Teach me your ways. Lead me in your path. Let your perfect will be done in my life. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for shedding your blood on Calvary for me. And I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will lead me to a Bible-believing church, that I will grow in the things of Christ Jesus, and my life will never, ever be the same. Thank you for your free gift of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us rejoice this morning, because there's a party going on in heaven. The angels are rejoicing even over one sinner that is saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your gift of salvation. Thank you for your children that have entered into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have backslidden, do you see the point in this story this morning? That this time, Esther did not go to the king. The king came to Esther. Jesus has come to meet you with humility to extend that golden scepter to you this morning. You have backslidden. He's calling you back. Jesus is still tenderly calling you. Come back to him. You may have been discouraged. You may have been dismayed. But he's calling you back. Are you willing this morning to come back to Christ? If you are, say this quick prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I am sorry for my backslidden ways. Lord, I rededicate my life to you. I rededicate my life to you. And now this time, I will go forth with you. Thank you, Lord, for receiving me back into your kingdom. I bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome back into the kingdom of God. My brothers and sisters, this morning, regardless of what you are going through, Jesus has come to meet you in every situation. Nothing is impossible with God. He loves you. He loves you. Come closer to him. Draw nearer to him, and he will draw near to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us bless the Lord. Father, we just want to bless you and thank you this morning. We thank you for what you have done this morning. We praise you, O God, for salvation. We thank you, Jesus, for extending the golden scepter to us. We thank you for all you have done. Thank you for the courage you have given us. Thank you for the spirit of Christ that is in us. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, this morning. We just want to say hallelujah, glory to your name. We bless your holy name this morning. We gave you the honor. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, this is Minister Marco Brooke from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This show is called The Golden Scepter. It's a Bible study and teaching series on prayers and intercession based on the book of Esther. We are on every Wednesday at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And on Wednesdays, we have additional times at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., which starts the day. For those of you who couldn't get on this morning or you want to listen in again, you can come back at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. is this. And the number is, once again, you can come back and listen to this show in the evening, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can dial in. It's 858-220-7940. 858-220-7940. Also, we have a prayer line. The number for our prayer line is 619-350-2233. 619-350-2233. And the code is 12190#. 12190#. We are on from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. daily, 12 noon to 1 p.m., 11 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., and we do our prayer watches at 9 a.m., 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 3 a.m. So you can join us at any of those times. Our watches are usually for 15 minutes. They're at 9 a.m., 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., and 3 a.m. The number for the prayer line is 619-350-2233-12190#. The code is 12190#. This is Minister Marco Brooke, the Golden Scepter. We also have Spirit of Christ Global and Intercession Conference going on December 9th, 10th, and 11th in Hyattsville, Maryland. The address for that conference, the address is 3501 University Boulevard East, Hyattsville, Maryland, 20783. Our conference is December 9th. We have a praise and worship program that starts at 8 p.m. And on Saturday, we have workshops, a breakfast, prayer breakfast, and workshops that starts from 8 p.m. to 2 p.m., 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And in the night, we have a prophetic evening worship service at 8 p.m. And on Sunday, we end the conference at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. with our service. So we are inviting you to this program. You can call me, Minister Marco Brewer. My number is 240-429-7509. Minister Marco Brewer, 240-429-7509 for additional information. Or you can visit our website, IamPrayers.com. 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 Once again, I want to say thank you, and I pray that this teaching series was a blessing to you. God bless you. Have a blessed and a wonderful time. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. This is a season. Every day, every minute, every hour, you should be thankful to God. You should be thankful. Not just one day, but every waking moment, we must be thankful to God Almighty. Have a happy Thanksgiving with your family and your friends. God bless you. Have a blessed one. In Jesus' name, amen.